It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. All my people getting to the money, leaving the money. My people on the highways, the byways, the back roads. Security workers, healthcare workers, service workers, people protecting people, helping people. Shout outs to everybody. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. This is halftime of the show. And no, we don't choke in the second half. We finished the game strong, okay? And we talked about a lot so far in the first half. College football playoff rankings have been announced. BYU takes a tumble, takes a fall. The Georgia Bulldogs, they don't rise up as much as you thought they would. Thank you so much to Trey Wallace from OutKick for sharing his insights and what the college football playoff rankings might look like. We talked about the New York Jets getting rid of their general manager and Joe Douglas. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys taking an L. And as we continue on with the show, yeah, we'll talk more football, college, the pros. How about this? The Boston Celtics and the Cavaliers are playing right now. The Celtics lead 65-48. Yeah, the Cavaliers undefeated. Now they've taken on the champions. Do something. Beat them. Nobody cares about them being undefeated. Who cares? Hey, speaking of college, how about Oregon's old quarterback doing some damage in the NFL right now? I'm talking about Bo Nix. I think this is the first week that people are taking a look at Bo Nix and going, hey, look at this guy. MVP. Rookie of the year. Hickey, did you hear that? I don't know who it was. Did you hear one of the Broncos say, forget rookie of the year, he needs to win MVP? Did you hear that?
No, I did not hear that. Someone actually said that for real?
One of the Denver Broncos. I didn't see who he was because he had on sunglasses in the post game. And he was standing by his locker. I had no idea who he was. But he was just like, yeah, forget rookie of the year, MVP.
Was he trying to hide his identity and that's why he was wearing the sunglasses as he was saying that?
I don't know. You know, just everybody's a superstar. He had to put on his shades. You know, I get it. If you got punched in the eye during the game, eye is red. Stuff is coming out of it. Maybe the eye is closed and put on shades. Why are you wearing shades at your locker at the post game? Is he that cool? I don't know.
Last week after the Thursday night game, I was watching ESPN with Scott Van Pelt. Yeah. And he was interviewing Jalen Hurts. After the game in the Eagles tunnel at midnight, what was Jalen Hurts wearing?
Shades.
Shades.
Oh. It's part of the look, right? If the Terminator could wear shades at night, then everybody could wear shades at night, right?
I guess you can see well enough. That'd be my concern.
I don't know. I
guess you got to get bad sunglasses, right, in order to see at night.
We're not cool enough, Hickey. That's the problem.
And you know what? I'm glad. That's one of those things where if being cool is wearing sunglasses indoors at night, you know what? Okay, fine. I'm not cool. No problem.
Okay. You don't want to wear shades while you do the show?
No, I do not. Do you? Are you wearing shades right now?
I have nothing on my eyes. No. Nope.
The eyes are naked.
Yeah, just my eyes. I'm not wearing any glasses, no shades, no nothing. Maybe it'd be better all this. What is this stuff called? Blue light?
Blue light, yep.
All this stupid blue light shining in my face says not good for you. Maybe I need that, right?
Get those blue light glasses. I used to have some.
Do they work?
I don't know.
Did you have less or more headaches? I mean, come on.
I never really had headaches before. I definitely didn't have them when I was wearing them, and then they broke, and I've not noticed a huge difference, I will say, post. So, yeah. I mean, I got duped, but they're like $10. So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to come up with something to sell people. Okay, you know, blue light. Nobody knew what blue light was, but somebody said that it wasn't good for you. And now you can sell blue light shades and laptop this and phone this to protect your eyes from the blue light. This is almost like copper fit, right? What did copper fit do for your ankles and knees? Did it do anything?
Nothing. That's a great point.
Is that why Brett Favre was helping to sell it? Is that why?
Hey, anyone that's willing to give him a check, sounds like you could use it. Allegedly, of course.
Allegedly what?
I said he could use the money. And I said allegedly, of course.
He keeps trying to sue Shannon Sharp, so I don't know.
Well, he's got to allegedly pay some money back. Allegedly.
No, that's not allegedly. He owes.
You got to get it from somewhere.
He owes that money. It's just a matter of, why he happens to be in debt in the first place. That's a different question. Maybe I need to come up with a scam and present it to Brett Favre.
You know what? You should tell people that oxygen is killing you.
Why not? They need to put on masks? Is that what it is?
Sell some sort of mask that helps, dissipate the oxygen and have you live longer. I mean, think about it. Everybody that has breathed oxygen in their life has died.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Wow. Is what's keeping us alive also killing us? Makes you wonder.
Wow. I don't know. Good point.
There's someone out there that I bet you that would buy it. And you sell an oxygen.
Do you, me, and everybody associated with you a favor? Do not post that question on X, okay?
Question that of the JR Sport Brief Show. Settle debate for us. Is oxygen killing you? Is it good or bad for you? What'd you say?
No. I have a feeling if you put that on X, that will live for like 5 years. It'll end up on the dark web. You will hear this addressed at like in a White House media briefing in like 3 months. So do not put that on the internet. Stay away from that one, okay?
Is oxygen a conspiracy by the government for population control? Take your calls next.
It sounds like you've been hanging out with Aaron Rodgers, okay? And he's going to have plenty of time to ponder all these things when Aaron Rodgers gets the boot. So let me ask you this one. And we've talked about the New York Jets, but who quits who first? Aaron Rodgers still has money coming on the books. The Jets are going to cut him regardless, and they'll save money. Does Aaron Rodgers say, I am leaving willingly because I want to go? Or does he wait for the New York Jets to pull the plug so he gets his money?
Ooh. I would say he is going to say, I'm out of here because the writing's on the wall. They don't want him back. And he is too prideful to say, hey, they got broke up with me. I have to win this story. I'm going to say I broke up with them. I want out. Kind of like we did with the Packers. Right, they were going to Jordan Love. And he dressed it up as, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. And I'm going to the Jets. Screw you guys. I think we kind of see a similar situation here this offseason where he's going to say, you break up with me? No. I'm breaking up with you.
And so I posed this earlier. If you're Aaron Rodgers, he was asked earlier this week after losing to the Colts, where do you find the motivation to win? Where do you find the wherewithal to keep going for an organization that we all know is going absolutely nowhere right now? I'm a professional. You gotta find the love for the game that you had when you were a kid. Bro, you're about to be 41 years old. Do me a favor. Where's this love? When you tore your Achilles last year, where's the love for a team that's not winning anything and that's getting ready to dump you? And the people who helped recruit you are now going, where's that love at? How are you going to generate that? A matter of fact, listen to Aaron Rodgers this past week. Let's talk about the love and the motivation and how he finds the will to keep on going. Listen to this guy.
I'm in my 20th year, so I've figured out a way to do this for a long time. So I just got to remember why you fell in love with this game. This will be definitely a week to clear all of our heads and come back and stick together.
Yeah, they're on a bye. Yeah, I would not be surprised. I don't expect it, but I would not be surprised if he retired. But he's not, Hickey, he's not going to, let me change that. He doesn't want to be looked at as a quitter. I think if Aaron Rodgers could walk away right now and just be like, I'm done, I think he would. But I think to your point, just the same reason and reason why he wouldn't want to be, quote unquote, fired, released, to let go, let out of his contract, cut. He wants to get it first. I don't think he has too much pride to be looked at like a quitter at the end of the year. But I think he's going to take a hike at the end of the season and just call it a wrap.
Do you think, though, he would be perceived as a quitter if he retires? I feel like a lot of people just say, you know what, that's like fair.
Right now? Like this week? Like during the bye?
Wait, are you saying retire in the season? Or like you're talking about after the year, right?
I'm talking about like this week.
Oh, that's a different story. He would quit. You're going to get called a quitter. But if you retire at the end of the season, I think people say, okay, that's fair. Time's up. Good career.
Right. But I think he's making that decision now. And I don't know what the reality is. Who the hell would want to pick him up next year? Anybody? Like, think about it. Who would want him? Every team is either, like, the Jets were a last ditch because they just, they had a full roster, apparently, at the time. They didn't have a quarterback. And they said, hey, let's get this guy in here. I think every other NFL team at this point in time, they either A, have their young quarterback, B, have their veteran quarterback, C, are looking to completely restart. Am I missing a franchise that's, quote unquote, looking to temporarily plug the hole? I don't see no teams out there.
I guess the only team that could fit that bill, I don't know if they would do it, would be the Browns.
No. See, and the answer's no. Right? Like, the answer's no. They just went through this whole disaster with Deshaun Watson. They're just going to bring in Aaron Rodgers now? I don't even think the Cleveland fan base would go, let's do that. Like, I think they are scarred from what just took place with Deshaun. There's no team. None. Let's really think about every team in the NFL. Bills don't need a quarterback. Dolphins don't need one. Patriots don't need one. Chiefs, no. Chargers, no. Broncos, hell no. The Raiders. Raiders need a QB. But they're not bringing in Aaron Rodgers because Tom Brady is now, even as a minority owner, like that's not happening. There's no reason for them to bring him in. Steelers don't need a QB. Ravens don't need one. Bengals, no. Browns, yes, but I don't think they're coming off of one disaster. Texans don't need a QB. Colts are not testing Rodgers. Titans, no. They need a complete rebuild. Jaguars are paying Trevor Lawrence. Eagles, no. Commanders, no. Cowboys, no. Giants, hell no. Aaron Rodgers not going there. Cardinals, no. Rams, no. Seahawks, no. 49ers, no. Lions, no. Vikings, no. Packers, no. Bears, no. Falcons, no. Buccaneers, no. The Saints? Panthers, no. Like, where could he go besides the Saints and the Browns? And I don't think either one would do it. If you're Aaron Rodgers, those are your options: Saints or Browns. You picking that or retiring? I'm quitting.
I agree. Go to TV or whatever the hell you want to.
Oh my God, he's gonna
be to office.
Yeah, you heard what you thought. My thoughts exactly. Get a nice job in Washington with Kennedy, RFK isn't
RFK
that who
RFK Jr.
He's gonna work in the medical branch of the government. I don't know.
He's named what, some sort of director, right? Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the timing's perfect for Rodgers. Retire and go right there.
Yeah. What the hell is that? Shea Gilgeous Alexander? Hickey, do you see what this man is wearing?
I just missed it if you're talking. Oh no. Oh wow.
He is wearing shades.
Wow.
Silver pants and a t-shirt.
That t-shirt looks like a biker, jersey that you'd wear if you're like a cycling.
Oh my God.
And those pants look like a disco ball. Yeah. Like, if you just took off the glitter from the disco ball and put it on pants, that's what he's... That's why he needs the shades. His pants are so bright, they're blinding his own eyes.
Yeah, wearing his shades as he walks in. Fashion plate, Skims, what do you call it? Skims ambassador or something like that?
Yeah, oh yeah. Ambassador, I think, is the perfect word for it, yeah.
Yeah, good for him. At least he's a good basketball player. A sigh. Well, terrible. Well, not terrible. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers, I think we're looking at the end of his career. And he has to get settled with how it ends, how it is ending, because we just ran through every team. And I don't think they're going to be suitors. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, I don't think there's a team that you want to join. Good luck on that one. Good luck. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about Bo Nix. I didn't forget about him. We're going to talk more about the college football playoff. But now that we've run through all of these teams, the New York Jets are just the worst of the worst, right? Then you have the Cowboys, and then we had mentioned the Browns. Like, what NFL team is in the worst possible position moving forward? We're going to get into that on the other side. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we do anything, we're going to talk about some loser NFL teams. Because you thought the Jets were bad, you thought the Cowboys were bad, or the Panthers, the Browns. There's a lot of teams that got it bad. And speaking of bad, Hickey alerted me that Joey Galloway, former receiver in the NFL, Seahawks, former receiver for The Ohio State University, he had one of the more ridiculous takes that I've ever heard in my life. Hickey, you think maybe all the hits have started to accumulate? He's a little older now.
I guess maybe, because I have no other explanation otherwise as to what he was thinking when he said this.
Yeah, he has some advice for Indiana as they get ready to take on Ohio State. And maybe it's bias, I don't know, but we'll get into that in a bit. I need to let you know that the Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Steelers linebacker. This man had a field day against his former team. We're talking about Patrick Queen. He led Pittsburgh in tackles with 10, recovered a fumble as the Steelers beat the Ravens 18-16 on Sunday. This man helped out a defense that has the second best turnover margin in the league, and it is top 10 in points and yards. The Steelers, they don't have no problems. They don't have no issues like some of the teams that we're about to discuss. We just ran through some squads that would not want Aaron Rodgers. We just ran through some squads where Aaron Rodgers would not want to go. And it really boils down to the Browns and the Saints. Yuck. They don't want him, and I'm sure he doesn't want them. If Aaron Rodgers had a choice, he'd probably want to end up in a cave. But if you think about all these teams that are just oh so bad this season, how about the other team that's been in the crap news, right? They lost last night to the Texans, the Dallas Cowboys. I guess they're not in the worst position moving forward. They have a quarterback in Dak Prescott. They do have a wide receiver in CeeDee Lamb. They just seem kind of dry in every other aspect. Offensively, the line stinks. They need a running back. The defense, every layer is filled with guys who are always getting hurt. You got to eventually pay Michael Parsons. And I guess the worst thing about the Cowboys is their owner. And CeeDee Lamb. Yesterday, after another loss at home, they are 0-5 this season at home, the Cowboys are. Doesn't include the sheet metal falling out of the sky. CeeDee Lamb talked about how he deals with losing. Listen, maybe you'll learn something.
It sucks, to be honest. I mean, it's not so much coping, it's moving on to the next one. I mean, you can't dwell on it. I mean, what happens in the past is now in the past. And we're going to go look at this film, correct what we need to, and man, we got to go out there and play better. Get in the end zone. We get in the end zone, we have a whole different conversation.
Oh, okay. He said it sucks. That's what he said. Okay. I was hoping that he had some better advice, but none. He just said losing sucks. I think we all know that. I think a five-year-old could tell him that losing sucks. Hey, what about that other team that we mentioned that could potentially bring on Aaron Rodgers? What about them? What about the Browns, right? They gave Deshaun Watson $230+ million, all guaranteed. The guy is hurt. Man just blew out his Achilles and suspensions. And looks just out of sorts. Looks rusty. Doesn't want to run. Is collecting his money. And I guess human nature is taking over. Browns stink. They just lost to the Saints 35-14. They got no future. And congratulations, America. We have the Browns and Steelers on Thursday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens are going to take out their frustrations on these Browns on Thursday. And people are even looking at Kevin Stefanski, a two-time coach of the year. People are looking at him and saying, man, he needs to go. Kevin Stefanski's just like, man, I ain't think about that.
I think probably because I grew up listening to that, I'm smart enough to not worry about outside noise. I get that's part of this gig. That's life in the big city. My sole focus is getting this team ready to get a win on Thursday night. That's it.
Oh, boy. Hickey, why do I have a feeling the Browns are going to make this? It's either going to be a blowout or competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no Jameis magic for you to pull off the win.
You taking them to win?
I am not.
I'm taking them to potentially be competitive, but I think the Ravens are going to whoop that ass.
I do think we can get a competitive. I think we can get a good Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I agree.
Make this game close, short week, division rival. I believe it's in Pittsburgh, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, I hope. For a Thursday night game, I hope. Ugh. Kevin Stefanski isn't going in. If he goes anywhere, it's because he wants to. Everybody knows who and what the problem is. It ain't him. It's the Haslams. The owner. Have you noticed anything? All the NFL teams that stink, it's their owners, right? Jerry Jones, the Haslams, the Johnsons. Go on and on. Well, how about this team? They got a crap owner, too. He just showed up. He's pretty new to the party. David Tepper and the Panthers. Like, they got some hope. They have Bryce Young. I mean, at least he's 2-1 over the past couple of weeks. He has more touchdowns than interceptions. He got 4 of them to 3. They beat the Giants in Germany. That counts for something. I know it's the Giants. And, yes, I'll say it again. Maybe Bryce Young turns out to be something. Let's remember he's playing with a roster that they basically stripped. Dave Canales, he doesn't have to worry about being fired. He hasn't been a disaster. The new head coach of the Carolina Panthers. He tells us what we all want to hear. Bryce Young is going to start again.
Bryce will play this week. Again, you know, this is about the continued progress. This is about Bryce, you know, looking more and more confident, you know, as he's out there in Germany. Just felt a real confidence and an aggressiveness to his play and all those things. And of course, the result, the end result, winning, you know. So he continues to do things that put us in a position to put him back out there and continue to build on that.
Maybe they should have left him in Germany. Maybe they should move to Germany full time. I don't know. Good for them. No, this is not good for them at all. The Panthers' next game is against the Kansas City Chiefs. I have a feeling that's not going to end well. Not at all. Especially given what the Chiefs just went through with the Buffalo Bills this past Sunday. Not good. Pretty bad. How about this? This team is bad. They don't have a quarterback. The GM might get fired. I'm not so sure. The coach might get fired. I'm not sure. Can't have two New York teams firing the coach and GM in the same cycle. But, hey, I'm talking about the Giants. 2-8. Daniel Jones just got benched. They're throwing out Tommy DeVito to be the, the sideshow and distraction for the rest of the year. And Brian Daboll told everybody, Daniel Jones having a seat, we needed to do it.
Obviously not playing the way any of us want to play, and that's on all of us, but felt like this was a decision that we needed to make here and try to spark things, change things up.
Oh, boy. Hickey, you were right, too. What's the agent's name? Does he have a name? Do you know it?
I do. It's like Stiletto, something
Stiletto.
Like that. Sean Stallone. No, it's something.
It doesn't matter. Forget his name.
Does not matter.
Stiletto. Maybe it is his name. I don't know. Stiletto's his shoes. Maybe it's his name. He was on TV this morning already.
Already, JR. What was that? 24 hours about, roughly, since he was named the starter? Already doing interviews.
He has to hype up his guy, right? Can't let the play do the talking. Got to hype him up.
I can't believe you thought he was just going to lay low and not soak in the 15 minutes of fame.
Am I too much of an optimist?
Man, this, you know what? Especially if the Giants draft a quarterback, which it looks like they will and should this upcoming year, and this could be it for him in terms of, you know, 15 minutes of fame. This could be up. That's so, it.
Tommy DeVito or the agent?
Both. Both, because guess what? If Tommy's not relevant, the agent for sure is not relevant.
Come on.
So
he'll be a third string backup QB somewhere else. Come on.
And guess what? Most organizations, third string guys don't play.
Yeah. And by the way, who wanted him in the offseason? Anybody?
Nobody.
He had the option of signing with another team. I guess he couldn't bring his mom to wash his underwear. I guess. I don't know.
She don't want to move, huh?
She don't want to leave New Jersey. It's like, Mom, I'm going to stay. Can't find anybody else to do my laundry and cook me. What does he eat?
Chicken cutlets. Come on. Quintessential Italian man right there.
He couldn't find good chicken cutlets in, I don't know.
L.A.? I guess not. Cleveland, Ohio didn't have some good colors for him?
I was going to say, I didn't want to say Cleveland.
Minneapolis, Minnesota? No.
I didn't want to say Cleveland.
Not the Italian food capital of the world?
Cleveland. Somebody else said something wild about, what was it? The same idiot that got in trouble the other day. The ball kid, which one is it? LaMelo?
Oh yeah, yes.
He said, oh yeah, the next game, it's, we got to go to Cleveland.
That's
what he said. He said, oh, we got to go to Cleveland. Oh, now we have to go to Cleveland. Like, he had to take a deep sigh and breath. Did Joakim Noah start this? Why do people dislike Cleveland? What did Cleveland do to anybody?
I guess it's not cool for whatever reason. You know, LaMelo's a quote-unquote cool guy, or trying to be at least.
Poor Cleveland. Yeah, they got their problems. When it comes to their football team, all self-inflicted. Wow. Oh, and then speaking of bad teams, how about this? This is definitely a bad one. They're going to get rid of their coach. This man already knows he's getting fired. The Jacksonville Jaguars are crap. They might end up with the number one overall pick. They have to figure out whether or not they want to get like Travis Hunter, or they want five different players. They need like 10 different players. Doug Peterson spoke yesterday. He was asked whether or not his team quit on him after they were destroyed by the Lions 52-6.
I don't believe they're letting go of the rope. I don't. It is a good football team. They are good. And they're going to play for a long time, I think, this year. You know, I mean, that's just without question in the NFC. I look at it, and even visiting with guys today and seeing the guys today, you know, they are. They're tired.
And he's referring to the Lions as a good football team. Hickey, he can't wait for the season to be over. You think he's planned his vacation out for January?
Oh, easily. That second half of January is already booked.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. When you think about which team is positioned the worst moving forward. Oh, man, we didn't even talk about the Raiders. Forget them. Bunch of bums. It's got to be the Browns, right? Is it the Browns?
Has to be. Because all these other teams are talking about, they can move off of their quarterback for the most part. Obviously, except the...
Or Lawrence, or they have one. You know, Lawrence isn't going anywhere.
Right, right. But, like, the Jets can move off of Rodgers easily. The Giants can move off of Daniel Jones easily. The Browns are stuck with their guy, and he stinks.
Yeah, they gotta pay him. Wow. Yeah, the Browns got it worse. This is what you get for being greedy, man. They were overly aggressive. They threw all their morals out of the window. The Haslams conveniently ignored all of the issues surrounding Deshaun Watson. And they said, screw it. We just going to go ahead and bring this guy in. And that's why sometimes it's not good. Sometimes you need to leave well enough alone. Don't push it. They pushed it, and now they're punishing their fan base. I mean, even Baker Mayfield for... And Tampa Bay is going nowhere. They're an average team, especially now that they've been missing their top wide receivers due to injury. One is out for the year. One is dealing with a hammy. He's been dealing with that hammy all year long. That's Mike Evans. Like, Baker Mayfield left the Browns and ended up in a better position with the contract. No, he didn't get one of these massive $50, $60 million deals. But the guy is a starting quarterback in the NFL. And the Browns are just... They're going to have some middle-of-the-pack guy coaching. It's not coaching, but playing QB for the team next year. The Browns and the dog pound, they're going straight back to hell with the bags over their heads and the dog masks. It's now they're trying to figure out about moving the stadium. It's just bad in Cleveland. And not because LaMelo Ball or Joakim Noah said so. Hickey, you know what else is a good, bad indicator? When LeBron left Cleveland. He said, I don't even want to be here. I'm sick of this. He's like, man, I'm going to Miami. What am I doing here? For what?
Left twice.
Yeah, he said, I'm from here. I said, I'm not sticking around in this place. Man said, I am going to Miami and I'm going to Los Angeles. Screw y'all. What a guy, LeBron. They're going to build a statue of him. And when they build that statue, how many times do you think he's going to visit?
Well, I don't know. I was going to say. You think he sells a house in Akron? I guess probably not.
I don't know. You gotta have one there just in case, right?
True. And you got to think, you got to go back if you're LeBron once a year. Oh, is that too much to ask?
Is the school still open?
Yeah.
Right? Visit the school, make sure the paint isn't falling off the walls. I don't know. He seems very comfortable in the warmer climates. Good for him. He's played his way to having all this money. The guy's a billionaire. Look, how about the guy who owns the Cavs? He's from Detroit. He owns the team there. He doesn't care. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. We come back on the other side. We are going to examine, now that we have the college football playoff rankings out, we're going to acknowledge one of the most ridiculous statements that I've ever heard about how one team should help protect itself in the college football playoff by benching a player. I'm going to tell you what Joey Galloway said on the other side of the break about Indiana as they get ready to take on Ohio State. This is way out there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. How about this? The Cavaliers were getting their asses whooped. They were almost down by like 20 points. The Cavaliers have fought back against the Boston Celtics. The end of the third quarter in Boston, the Celtics lead 93-88. The Cavaliers, yeah, they're good. They're still not the Celtics, sorry. If they were in a seven-game series, and I understand it's still early, we got a long way to get until, I don't know, April, May, and June, but the Celtics, I'm going to favor them every time over everybody in the East, unless there's an injury or I got reason to feel otherwise. They showed Kristaps Porzingis warming up. What else is new? Every game, Kristaps is warming up. Kristaps Porzingis warming up. We'll see when he plays. Hickey, who plays more games, Porzingis or Embiid?
Wow. I mean, Embiid has a huge head start. Uh-huh. I will go Kristaps.
It's crazy they called Embiid lazy. No. Nobody called him lazy. But Tyrese Maxey wishes that he would show up on time because he's late for everything. Oh, my. What a disaster. We'll talk about that in a bit. Speaking of a disaster, Hickey, you shared this with me. We talked about the college football playoff rankings that came out last hour. Nope, nothing big, nothing crazy, you know, at the top most certainly. Oregon 1, Ohio State 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4, Indiana still at 5. 10-0 record. You can look up and down at who Indiana has played, and you go, oh, well, they just beat Michigan. Well, it's not the Michigan that won a championship. Oh, well, they just beat Washington. This is not the Washington that Michigan just beat in the championship. And you got to scratch your head. They're undefeated, but they got Ohio State coming up. And there is a whole lot of, are they going to get their asses destroyed? They're going to get whooped? Or are the Hoosiers going to make this a competitive game? And if they make it a competitive game, you know, are they going to stay in that five spot? Are they just going to fall? I think they're going to stay in the college football playoff, right? Yeah. Just don't get beat up by the Buckeyes. Just don't get blown out. Make it competitive. Now, there's a former receiver who played for the Ohio State University, Joey Galloway. Now, a broadcaster. You could see him, listen to him on ESPN and all of this. Now, Hickey, what the hell did he say?
He advocated for Indiana. Well, you know what? I'll just let you hear it for yourself.
Okay.
If we believe in what our metrics are saying, mm-hmm. If I'm Indiana, I don't know if I'm playing Rourke against Ohio State. We've seen what happened to Florida State. last year, Jordan Travis. What could keep Indiana out of this? Getting their quarterback hurt. We've seen it happen to Florida State last year. Having not played anybody.
Or losing so by 30.
If you look at 3, 4, and 5, Texas, Penn State, and Indiana, they literally have played nobody between all three teams. The toughest team in that is Vandy. So a lot of this that we're looking at is eye test. Because, Boog, when you look at the resumes of 3, 4, and 5, it brings back the idea of let me not play anybody and be undefeated.
Yeah.
And be in a good position.
I agree with that.
Because the eye test is going to matter. Because 3, 4, 5 have played nobody, and that includes Indiana.
What? Hickey, he wants to sit Rourke because of what? In case he might get hurt or just – what is he advocating here?
He is advocating for Indiana to bench their starting quarterback in case he gets hurt, citing Florida State going undefeated last year.
With Jordan Travis?
Right. And them getting left out of a 4-team playoff. Remember, we're in a 12-team playoff year. And they are 10-0. And he's advocating, well, Indiana, by the way, is one of the worst strength of schedules. He's advocating for them to take their quarterback out. And as they heard Booger say, yeah, maybe hurting their, you know, having their quarterback get hurt could not help their case. But if they get boat raced 45-10 because their quarterback's not playing,
how does
that'll
that
do just enough damage too, right?
So what is the 13-member committee is supposed to look at that and feel good and go, oh, well, let's feel bad for him and just keep him in? Like, what are we doing? He wants them to tank on purpose and what, get in via pity so he's not injured like this? That just doesn't make any sense. What type of loser's mentality is that? Is that because he went to Ohio State? Is that what they're teaching him there in Columbus?
Sounds like someone's scared.
You think he's scared of Indiana?
I mean, listen to this. He's not advocating for Oregon. He said their quarterback. I didn't hear him say Dylan Gabriel sit. I didn't hear him tell Jalen Milroe, who runs the ball, by the way, a ton, to sit down. I didn't hear him say even Will Howard take a seat.
Wow.
Why is he only advocating for one team to sit down? Makes you wonder.
I don't think he's scared. I think he's just this dumb logic. Right.
Which, I don't know what's his worst, by the way.
Yeah, it's correct. I don't know. Even if you look at either end of his scenario, both of them are bad. So you sit down, Rourke, and then you lose. You, Indiana, get looked at as, you get looked at as quitters. Like, if everybody is looking at their schedule, and we heard Ward Manuel earlier talk about the strength of schedule and, like, what message does it send to them that you're trying to manipulate the system by sitting him? What? Hickey, was he drinking on the set? Do you have a coffee cup in front of him?
It does make you wonder, like, what is he, like, this is really the breakdown we're having right now, and this is the discussion we're having?
Instead of, this guy needs to go play the game of his life, sit him down so he doesn't get hurt. And so that the team doesn't get looked at like they're Florida State from last year? What? Sit him down so people go, y'all are ducking them? And so you can avoid a legitimate outcome? What? I don't know. Hickey, whatever happened to just go out there and give it all you got? Whatever happened to that? Does that exist anymore?
I mean, I don't think Indiana's planning on listening to Joey, so I think they still have that, thankfully. Right. He's not the head coach, but it's like, do you know what? That's a great point. If they just announced tomorrow, yeah, Curtis is not playing. I mean, if you're the committee, all right, you're lost. Like, you're out of the playoff.
Yeah, we don't. What do we need you out there? A bunch of quitters?
Right. Why are you putting a team that's ducking their best opponent?
You're afraid?
That's ridiculous.
You're scared? You're afraid? So by the time when the ass whooping comes, you could just go, well, we didn't have our starting quarterback out there, so it doesn't count, so just ignore it. I don't know, man. I thought the analysts were supposed to be insightful. I don't know. Hickey, I'm trying over here. I'm really trying to find a justification. I can't find none. Now we know why Booger isn't on Monday Night Football anymore, right?
Well, at least he had his head on straight a little bit, and he was advocating at least, you know, hey, look, you lose by 30, you're probably out as well. I mean, everyone seemed to disagree, and I think it was Greg McElroy couldn't tell the one voice. I was like, all right, like, Someone tried early on. I'm sure you probably said in the green room before these rankings, guys, I got a great point I'm going to make. Get ready for it. I'm going to tell Indiana, sit their quarterback.
We need to put Joey Galloway on that moving camera that Booger McFarlane used to sit on, okay?
And just roll it out, like just in the middle of the street. Just keep it rolling.
Yeah, just put him on that and roll him out. I don't know. Maybe all them hits in the NFL have caught up to the guy. I hope not. I'm talking about Joey Galloway. That is that's a punking out move. And I don't know, maybe he was joking, but it sure as hell didn't sound like it. I thought with the expanded college football playoff, as Hickey just pretty much shared, that with an expanded playoff, we wouldn't get the same situation as an FSU last year. So I don't know. Hey, everybody's entitled to have a mistake. Nobody's perfect. I'm here 4 hours a day. You know, I make mistakes. Ain't nobody perfect. So I will give him the benefit of the doubt. Although that sounds like something that he thought through and thought it was a good idea. No, that was a bad one. I think any professional team, even though college is not pros, might as well be. And he was a pro. Having a thought process of quitting? No. Don't duck anybody. Unless you're Jake Paul, it makes you plenty of money. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to update you on everything that took place today and going on now in the world of sports. It's the JR Sportbrief Show. Don't move.